Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 26th of October 2025. Today's topic is the times of famine. Our text is taken from Psalm 37 verse 16 to 22. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be for ever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth, and payeth not again, but the righteous sheweth mercy, and giveth. Verse 22. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Key verse. Psalm 37 verse 19. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Famine means scarcity of food and essential commodities needed by everyone to make life comfortable. Famine can be caused by a lack of rainfall known as drought, to climate change as we have presently in many nations, insects attack on agriculture, land degradation, insecurity, and many other factors. During famine, children are mostly affected and develop malnutrition and other sicknesses. Famine has always been in the world at one time or the other. During the time of Abraham, there was famine, but he was not affected by the famine. Also, Isaac, his son, experienced famine and God preserved him. God's promise to us is that he will keep us even in famine. As the world is presently experiencing hunger, what should we do as Christians? You must pray and trust God to provide for your needs. Also, you must be careful not to waste your parents' resources. Be content with what your parents can afford to give you. It is important to know that some countries are more affected by famine than the others. It is our responsibility to be concerned about the people in those countries, especially the children. Spend time to pray for God's mercy on those countries, and if they need rain for their crops, that God would send them rain. With guidance from your parents, godly teachers, you can organize a package of gifts for children in countries where there is serious famine. More importantly, we must preach and pray so that we will not experience the famine of God's word. Prayer for today. Lord, I believe that you will keep me in time of famine. Amen. Further reading, Psalm 33 verse 16 to 22. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.